This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're going live now with our Genesis signal. Yeah, we're now in hour two, and we have Greg Ford. Greg, I want you to be my co-host for the next number of weeks or months as everything flies apart. And I played a little clip earlier. I want people to understand the overall landscape of what's going on. Now, there's lots of other good people out there putting out whatever they think is correct information. People like Alex Jones and Mike Adams and Stu Peters and people like yourself. And people like us down in the trenches, we're not just... We call broadcasters. We're broadcaster whistleblowers that have lived the life. I mean, we've gone through living hell to know what we know. When I, for example, found out back in 95 that one of the five special op team for the forensic team from the Upper V Merrill building was exposed to radiation from nuclear pits, which you talked about before, he told me he wanted me to do testing on him to make sure he would have normal kids. I said, I'll do the test on you. But when my boss made Major Swinder and CECOM and the U.S. federal government that had me working at U.S. Space Command discovered that this guy told me from the forensic team, he actually fired me and brought me to the boardroom of St. Francis Hospital in Colorado Springs and fired me and gave me death threats. And I said, you're not going to give me death threats. I know guys in Special Forces and Delta Ops. And I said, I know where you're asleep, so don't worry about it. If you try to bother me, I'll just tell my guys and they'll take you out. So tomorrow you're going to give me a letter of reference of $50,000 in cash as I leave this job. So the next day I got the letter of reference and the $50,000, so I had money to keep on my family going while I was actually fired. So that's the kind of thing that I've been through. People say, well, you're just crazy. I said, no, what I went through was crazy. Just like the rendition, when you came out of it, you probably, I don't know how many months you went, but you couldn't even probably speak properly for some period of time until after you had some more recovery, right?
I still have problems, and I appreciate, you know, the patience that you've shown. When I'm speaking on your show and speaking to your audience.
Right.
Yes, I do struggle with it still.
Now, I want to just lay out something here. I played this little clip earlier, and it might be worthwhile for me to play it again. Let's see if I can play this clip. I think it's worthwhile. Let's see. The real agenda behind transgenderism.
If you think tricking a child into believing they were born an accident is evil, then you are likely a person who believes in God, spirit, or love, whichever word you are more comfortable with. When it comes to belief in God, people fall into three categories: the faithful, the agnostic, and the atheist. The faithful believe in God, the atheist doesn't, and the agnostic is open-minded either way. Both the faithful and agnostic can be accepting of this unseen spirit realm, which allows them the ability to strive towards balance with nature. But others are at war with it. The atheist will argue that there is no proof of God, and therefore there is no God, which is nothing more than materialism, the doctrine that nothing exists except for physical matter. Rudolf Steiner described two types of evil within the hearts of man: luciferic and Ahrimanic. Luciferic is the evil force that wants to be free of the laws of nature, and Ahrimanic wants to obsessively control the laws of nature. We can also describe these energies as satanic and materialistic. While the Satanist believes in God and the materialist may not, they both want to dismantle nature and control it. And they are no longer hiding in the shadows. Their radical war against nature is now out in the open for all to see.
But control of data might enable human elites to do something even more radical than just build digital dictatorships. By hacking organisms, elites may gain the power to re-engineer the future of life itself. Science is replacing evolution by natural selection with evolution by intelligent design. Not the intelligent design of some god above the clouds, but our intelligent design,
The birth of a living human soul comes as a result of the sexual union between a man and a woman. This sexual union is perhaps the most potent spiritual energy that humans can achieve. It is sacred and divine, which is why the evil forces who... California is introducing a bill that would allow mothers to kill their babies up to 7 days after birth.
Wow.
Completely demoralizing what it means to mother a child. And if castrating a man can legally make him a woman, then can mutating a human legally make him non-human?
Or transhuman.
Then we are discussing whether or not transhumans will qualify for human rights in the future. And with the mother out of the way, who will teach them about love? A child created and raised by the state will be subjected to the authority of the state from birth till death. This is the ultimate goal, and it now seems to be within their grasp. Embryos have been created in laboratories without human sperm or eggs. China's Suzhou Institute of Biomedical Engineering and Technology has created a system to raise human embryos with an artificial intelligence that monitors and adjusts the nutrition, carbon dioxide, and other levels within an artificial womb. The system was originally created to bring the birth rate in China back on track after its disastrous one-child policy. But it's just another step towards dismantling nature and playing God. And so it's good that you see this all as insane. But it would really be great if we could all stop these psychopaths before they kill us all. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Okay, so I want to leave that there. Isn't that wild?
That was.
Okay, now let me give a little summary. And I want to give a little bit of the story here because I want to get into the stuff about Ukraine and what's going on. In 1978, after my first wife had got multiple sclerosis, I got an offer to do at UCLA to work on the World Institute of Brain Bank, and they wanted me to work with DARPA on their META project, which is basically doing META research there at UCLA. They're also doing work in Baltimore and work also in a lab in Italy and also labs in Israel, okay? And they were trying to eventually transfer this eventually over to China, which went to that institute that they mentioned on this video clip. That current institute now can have 250,000 bioreactors creating transhumans right now. In fact, they actually have created what's called bioreactor transhuman warriors that are actually female, because females follow orders more closely than males. And if you look at their energy and mass, an equal weighted female with, say, martial arts is actually more deadly than a male of the same mass. So if you have, say, a 145-pound female that's a martial artist, they're actually more dangerous than a male, and they'll follow orders more closely. So they wanted female warriors. They were actually trying to talk to me into actually working years ago on creating, working with them, because they're working on what's called actin-myosin gene transfers to create transhumans so they could bring in the genes of jackals, which are the strongest mammal in the world in Africa, and put those jackal muscle genes into female fetuses in bioreactors. And they're doing research in Milano, Italy, and research at John Hopkins and Bob Baltimore, who they later transferred to China. And the Chinese now have these bioreactors where they create 250,000 bioreactors. They can create normal humans or transhumans or the genes from other animal species and so on. And this is actually happening right now. I actually have pictures of some of the transhuman female warriors who are transferred to Vancouver here within the last couple of years, because they're getting ready for, if they could, try to invade America with these transhuman warriors, which are superhumans. And they want to be able to control commerce. They want to control everything. And so what they've been doing in the globalists is they have this Grand Reset. Now, there's several different groups of people, each with their own idea. For example, in Russia, they look on Vladimir Zelensky as a kind of a neo-Nazi, if you want to call it. And the Nazis had a transhuman idea about transhumanism. They basically were thinking about the same idea of transhuman things at the time of Adolf Hitler, and he was working with their laboratories in Germany to create even the IBM corporation, these other corporations to create transhumanism, including a lot of the drugs that we have, including aspartame and so on, a lot of the research and genetics. Its original genesis happened in Nazi Germany. So when you read Klaus Schwab's book, or when you look at that, then on the other hand, you see the Russians decided that they didn't want GMO foods or genetically modified humans. They didn't want the human race taken over by transhumanism. So believe it or not, even though Russia is evil as hell and killing people, they're actually fighting against the neo-Nazis that were actually in, if you call it, the Ukraine back in World War II, which fought the Russian totalitarian maniacs as well. So both of them were having their own thing going on. Well, we're going to continue this, so stay with everybody.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Coronavirus is a serious... This is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power-C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.
Basically, what we're looking at is we're looking at a movement for transhumanism where there's several different models. The Russians are very much against, believe it or not, the Western model by Klaus Schwab and the globalists. If Klaus Schwab and the globalists, including the Canadian Prime Minister and these who go neo-conservative, get their way, and including then people buried inside the Department of Defense, the you know, the Pentagon and these globalists, what they want to move toward what's called a transhuman world. And I know some of these people personally, and some of them were doing their advanced scientific research, and they tried to recruit me back in 78 to work on them because they knew I was smart enough that I could achieve things that they wanted to, so they wanted to see that I told them to go to hell. So, I know I'm not trying to scare people, but I want them to get prepared, to be prepared for the fact that you don't have personal defense, even just learning simple physical skills, like I saw Don Bongino talking about it on his show the other day. He's amazing on Fox News, Don Bongino. But we're heading toward, this year, I expect, an attempt, at least, maybe not a success, but an attempt to crash the dollar and to crash the currency and drive the economy into orbit. We're looking toward food riots where the cost of food will be so much for the average person. It's going to be very, very hard for the average person to be able to feed themselves and to travel and do work. We're having a mass migration. Apparently this month, Joe Biden is talking about the idea of opening up that Article 42, and he's getting a bunch of states suing him so he doesn't have a migration of millions of people here, because, you know, if they could, we would probably have a migration of several million people per year to the United States. And they want to make them all these new kind of cyber citizens, right, under the global state. And so what I want you to discuss, what do you see happening here? Because when you're looking at the overall scope, and I just gave a scope here, is God's going to rescue us. Because he's going to rescue us not because we're wonderful, but because we believe that God's there in our midst to protect you from rescuing you from your rendition. And to rescue me, you know, I mean, my recent health problems, being my electrolytes kind of out of whack and getting myself overstressed, is basically because I'm so stressed because I see a world that doesn't want to believe this yet. They're starting to believe it, though. The people are starting to believe this and say, maybe Deagle and Greg Ford are not nuts. Maybe these are real people that have gone through hell on earth and know things, are telling us, warning us stuff coming, and we may be starting to believe them. And you get that gut feeling when you hear people get feedback on the shows you've done or the book on the Midnight of Samara, and you have a new book coming up. What's it called?
It's Spying in the Time of COVID.
Well, when do you think that book will be out?
It'll probably be out, and I'm shooting for probably 6 to 7 months now.
Okay, I did too much talking here. I want you to do some talking now. What the hell is going on, and how fast is it going to happen?
Okay, well, let me see. Where do I start? I'm watching the news ticker tapes right now and the briefings. All I can say is former Soviet Union, Russia, is behaving exactly the way they always have. They're not doing anything new. People need to understand that. They're acting like all of a sudden the Russia has gotten a new leader and they've decided to take over the world. No, that's not the case.
No.
So what happens is they have doctrine. The Russians have doctrine. They can't proceed out of that doctrine. All right, they don't decide to do something completely different because their government and their political philosophies don't allow their people to deviate or segue into a separate form of thought. Okay, because that means if people do that, if the citizenry do that, that means that the government is going to lose control.
Well, let me throw something in here, and I want you to kind of respond to it. I get the strong impression, if I was coming from a distant planet and I saw Vladimir Putin, I think of him as a geopolitical religious leader rather than just as a monster killer. He's a monster killer, but he's also like a religious leader of the Russian superstate that actually their religious belief systems is so much opposed to the globalist reset that he actually thinks he's on a mission right now. In fact, that's what they're telling the Russian people. He's denazifying Ukraine, and he's fighting the New World Order and the movement toward transhumanism. That's what they say, even have him traveling around with a Russian Orthodox minister. And in fact, when he actually was trained under Zelenko, he actually admitted to the fact that they went back to what we call Russian Orthodox Christianity. And if you look at the you go to Moscow and see all the basilica and all the spires of the churches there, you have to understand these churches and spires were put there because Russia has never changed. It's always had the attitude of we are going to dominate and create the world under our version of our idea of what God is and who mankind is. Now, it's interesting that the Russian version of it is also in the letter of the third letter of Fatima between a battle that involves Russia and Ukraine. And I believe that what's going on here now is not that Russia is right. It's that they are opposed to the transhumanism that's pushed by the globalists, including the West, including the United States. Our country set up the bioweapons of coronavirus and the coronavirus vaccines and the Grand Reset and the other things. And we are actually the primary pusher of the New World Order. The primary pusher is not Russia or China. It's the United States. People don't hear that from anybody else. They don't understand the New World Order, which is moving toward transhumanism to get rid of the family, is primarily, we want to call it originally the British, but eventually the daughter nation, America, the young lions. And in fact, the nation that's trying to push towards some form of their version of humanity is, believe it or not, as hard as it's hard to understand, it's Russia. And Russia is trying to adhere to an old version that the family is sacred and that normal pregnancies are normal and they don't even want GMO food. People don't get that. They're getting told the exact opposite by the social media and so on. And I agree, they've killed a lot of people. In fact, the people they sent down to kill the Ukrainians, and there was a horrible thing they did. But they just want to focus on all these issues rather than the fact that behind the scenes, both of them are bad guys. But the Russian bad guys, they don't want transhumanism like the globalists do. That's what's really going on here, isn't it?
Yes. You could comfortably say that.
Yeah, in other words, they don't want to get rid of the family in Russia. They don't want to get rid of pregnancies. They realize Russia was originally attacked by these globalists back in 100 years ago, and they had the Bolsheviks, were basically these fake Jews that were Khazarian Jews. They came from Khazaria. And what they did is they infiltrated along with the Jesuits, which are the infiltrated Society of Zeus, I call it, from the Catholic Church. And they killed all the Romanovs. And eventually they created the social superstate of Russia that started invading and having their own religious viewpoints and so on. And what's going on now since the return of Putin, who is a student of Vladimir Zelenko, if you were actually to come from a distant world and actually analyze and study what's going on here now, you'd have to understand that in his own perception, even though he's a freaking killing monster, Putin thinks he's actually a religious leader. Did you know that?
Well, yes, I did. But the thing is he is the man in charge right now.
Oh, yeah.
And he knows how to be in charge. That's something that Westerners don't understand, is that he understands, Vladimir Putin knows how to understand mind control. He knows how to understand the motivating factors of the human condition. He understands those
Here comes the commercial, Dan. Yeah, there we go. Continue.
Here at NutriMedical.com, prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Sacramento say they have made an arrest in connection with Sunday's mass shooting. The police chief saying Dandre Martin was taken into custody on charge of assault with a firearm and other charges. SWAT members and detectives also served search warrants at three other homes. President Biden is touting efforts to boost the trucking industry and help relieve supply chain gridlocks. Speaking at the White House, Biden cited an ongoing campaign to recruit and retrain qualified truck drivers. The president also once again falsely talks about his truck driving experience.
I used to drive a truck. It's a long story. Anyway, and I thought I was going to get to drive one of these suckers today.
The president saying in Minnesota and Pennsylvania that he also was a truck driver, and there's no evidence he was ever a truck driver. USA Radio News. UK Foreign Secretary Elizabeth Truss says Russian troops have committed war crimes, including sexual violence and the indiscriminate killing of civilians. Speaking alongside her, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kubala says he is focused on making sure Russian troops pay the price for what they have done.
After everything we've seen, I would like to echo what Lee said and also demand the expulsion of Russia from the Human Rights Council. Ukraine has been raising this issue before. We now insist that this must be done immediately.
The Secret Service is putting up more than $30,000 on a Malibu mansion to keep watch over Hunter Biden. ABC News saying the Secret Service chose the house to rent to be the closest they possibly can to the first son, who is under federal investigation for his business dealings with China and has been staying in Malibu during his father's presidency. USA Radio.
News. USA Radio News.
Show News.
The virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 800.
People understand is the Russian version of their idea of what the human race's future is totally opposite that of the Western viewpoint pushed by the people behind the scenes in the U.S. government and Europe and the World Economic Forum and the United Nations and the Vatican and Jesuits and all that stuff. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Now, what's going on in China? 80% of the new so-called Christians in the world are Chinese. Did you know that? In the last 30 years.
I'm sorry, did you say 80%?
80%. Now, those 80 are Chinese, but 80%. But almost all of those 80 Christians, very few are what we call regular, pagans or, regular Christians. Most of them are called some version of Catholic version that's accepted by the communist government. And actually, the communists believe that it's easier to control people if they have some form of religion, whether it's that. I think there's one religion they don't like there that they outlawed. I'm trying to remember what it's called. And they would actually persecute or kill the people that have that particular religion because it comes directly against the idea of the state control. See, the ultimate thing that we're looking at here, and I want you to kind of lay this out, is do you have a response to looking at the letter of Fatima and what they're talking about with Russia and Ukraine, because I believe we're staring down although we're not looking at it clearly, we're staring down the barrel of prophetic things are being opened up right in front of us. Not saying I'm a prophet, but that the Bible itself is opening up and saying, do you see what he was looking at? Like you mentioned it even last week when we were on the show, and it freaked me out so much I got overwhelmed. We're staring down the barrel of World War III right now. We're in the front edge of it. What the hell's going on?
Well, let me see. Within 10 days, I will be in Fatima, Portugal. It's a So that is a question that I am going to ask when I am there.
Right, and here's what my suspicion is before you go there. If you actually look at all the readings about there, had actually UFOs there. Now, I have to understand a little bit about Dr. Deagle. Now, I've had to admit to my family and so on that I tend to expand my role, and because I've had all those weird experiences, as being called as a prophet. Now, whether it matters, to be honest with you, I'm just a guy that knows stuff. But God has put me in a number of circumstances here that I tried to explain. Maybe I did it incorrectly, but here's a few things. Firstly, 70 years ago, when I was being born, I was born dead on arrival. 70 years ago. 6 years ago, basically, back in 1960, when I was only, 8 years of age, I had a near-death experience where I went to heaven and I met God. I mean, it's not something I made up my mind because I was just a kid and I actually had, bled to death and went down a tunnel of light and met God face to face. Now, I had been really a religious Catholic little boy until I was attacked by a priest in the vestment room at 14. And when I told my dad, he actually beat me unconscious, so I wouldn't go back to the Catholic Church. But I later wanted to search churches, and I ended up taking care of Mormons and others, so I eventually studied all kinds of different religious groups. I discovered that the born-again Christians knew a lot more about the spirit and about the nature of good and evil, knew a lot more, so I basically started studying with them and finding out what's going on prophetically. Now, what happened is back in the 1990s, I ended up getting... how can I say this? A supernatural calling to go to Colorado Springs to go to the city from which the Mark of the Beast would come. And that's where what's called the Gedalt Project is. You know about Gedalt before, right? Now, the director is what's called Space Command, and they actually start contracting with the individual doctors. In fact, it's because I went there that my daughter managed to get her heart surgery because they had enough money to pay for the $1 million heart surgery, so she's perfectly normal at 29. She said her birthday. So, despite my misinterpretations, the experiences I've been put through are, I saw the actual virtual world simulation project called the Gedalt Project, which is a Cray Array underground. I work with Space Command. I got contact with the people that were taking care of our Alpha 1 Moon Helium 3 mining operations and our people that are flying between Earth and Mars on our colony on Mars since 1982. We've actually had a Mars colony since 1982. You probably know about that, right?
I'm not so
distant, okay? I also know about the TR-3B in China Lake, which is a large our UFO project. A lot of our UFOs are actually ones we make with technology we have from the Galactic Federation and so on. So people need to understand there's a lot of stuff going on at the local and galactic level that it's like sci-fi stuff that people think, well, that can't be happening. Well, it is, unfortunately. And the higher levels of the Masons, especially, say, the Vatican, so have known about this for years. That's why they're even talking about the Vatican, talking about evangelism from, aliens coming here to Earth and evangelizing us. It's so freaking weird. People say, look, Dr. Deagle, I don't understand it all myself, but I'm just trying to tell you, we're in the midst of something moving us very quickly with the war in Russia. Like, for example, if Russia wanted to sell their oil, why didn't they just work around and make a route to get their oil down to the Gulf so they could sell it? But the globalists see want to get rid of oil because they don't want an oil-rich nation like America being powerful. They want us to be pushed to the point where we no longer have good, real Christians like you and me. They want to move us toward the point where we become totally subject to a cashless system controlled by the globalists, right? And
yes.
Here in America, there's a lot of resistance because, for example, Donald J. Trump did a lot of good things, but he's also maneuvered by a lot of bad people. For example, when they pushed the vaccines, these vaccines have been being built over 40 years. I knew about the fact that in fact, Dr. Francis Boyle gave me the information that showed me how the pieces of the thing were put together to create this bioweapon. Well, I was a bioweaponeer working under Reserve Admiral John Hughes in 1997 for the entire federal government. So I had above top secret clearance working at the same level as the president. So I'm not like some asshole off somewhere that doesn't know what I'm talking about or I'm a radio broadcaster. Unfortunately, I know this stuff firsthand. And that's why when I prophesied in 2006 in Los Angeles that we were going to have some plagues coming because the globalists want plagues to introduce their total control system. Now, the letter of Fatima to me tells me that, believe it or not, we're having multiple different versions of either Satanism or humanism, basically materialism. The current system in Russia is their religious system is very much opposed to the transhumanism of the West, of Europe and America. Because if the research was being primarily done at the University of Milano in Italy and in Johns Hopkins in UCLA, and they wanted me to work on the projects in 1978 with DARPA to work on what's called a meta-transhuman project, because they wanted to actually eventually control human genetics and get rid of the need for female intrauterine pregnancies. And they were actually growing fetuses up to 20 weeks of age, and then they're killing them in utero, even back in 78 in Milano, Italy, and in Johns Hopkins in Baltimore. Did you know that?
No, I didn't, as a matter of fact.
They have a quarter million bioreactors in China. They can create superhumans. Now, they had a lot of failures, and a lot of them were done in labs in here and in Mexico, done by the U.S. government in Mexico. And a lot of these, because I know John Fiala and Phil Schneider, who worked on the Gedelt project, worked on what's called these underground cities that are made with tunneling machines, with nuclear tunneling boring machines. I was a doctor for the underlying projects that are actually building underground cities, too. So I know about all this weird shit, okay? So what I want to say to you is I want to give your opinion now before you even go to Portugal and tell me what the hell do you think is happening, because something's going on here that the Russians realize that, and when I hear reports, for example, in fact, maybe I can pull it up here and find it if it's here from Alex Jones, it talks about the transhumanism. It's so bizarre. It's like, no, that can't be happening. Let's see, where is it now? Here. We must awaken to the grand reset. We talk about this, okay? The New World Order is here. And of course, you can see this with what's going on here now. Ukrainian president admits a Nazi battalion, formerly part of the Nazi. Yeah. There's actually, they actually still do the Deutsche Step, you know, there's a Nazi with the battalion under Poroshenko. That's so weird, though. Why is that? Does that make any sense to me or you?
I'm sorry, are you referring, Bill, to the Ersatz Command, the Nazi Command?
Yes, Ersatz Command. I'm referring to the Nazi Command and under Ukraine, under Poroshenko, Zelensky.
Zelensky, right.
Yeah. I'm contractor.
Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world, as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com. NUTRI.
Being disputed between Spain and I think Argentina. That's what you're talking about,
right? Venezuela, okay, and
Venezuela and Spain, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And that island apparently was near a giant oil field in the Pacific Ocean, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. But the thing is that was also the big contest between Venezuela, okay, and the U.S. Remember the colonel that was just driving our presidency crazy and our command crazy. It was this colonel that was there, and he was actually controlling most of the drilling off the coast of Venezuela. And so the thing was is that I believe was it. I forget the name of the gas company, oil and gas company that is in the U.S. right now. Well, the thing is a surprise. Very not too long ago, British Guyana actually allowed ExxonMobil to come in and sink a few exploratory wells, and which was actually when I was in Panama at the time when these exploration oil drilling crews came in, and surprise, they actually hit oil. So 10 billion barrels.
Right.
To be a matter of fact,
right.
And so the thing is right yesterday, what this amounts to is yesterday, Russia was critical for the U.S. oil interest, and today they're not, because these oil fields in British Guyana have come in.
Okay. So British Guyana is of course South America, right?
Right, exactly. And so And so what we have...
Who's in control of all those oil fields?
ExxonMobil.
Right. Now, let me... They're using energy as a kind of a leverage here. I have a little clip I didn't mention track for a thing. I'll read off a couple of things here. It talks about the Sigmund vision, the third secret of Fatima, and the reveal at the height of the war with Russia. Why is this being revealed right now? What do you think is going on there?
Well, InfoWars is having its biggest T-shirt and apparel sale in our 28-year
history. It's just Alex trying to throw a T-shirt thing.
Must go.
Okay, go ahead and talk.
Well, I strongly suspect that all of a sudden the issue, the emphasis on Russian oil has now been removed. And so what we have here now is Russia is attempting to gain control of a land bridge, a shipping bridge through Ukraine to the Black Sea. And if you look at their military maneuvering right now, military maneuvering and all their action to date, that would imply exactly that.
It's not for the sale, just the sale of oil, though. Because you said it's much more than that.
They need to move it before they get completely cut off from moving their oil to the market. They have to move from Preoshka Basin, Siberia, they have to move their oil down to the Black Sea for export.
Right. Okay, I see energy being used as the lever of this New World Order. And Klaus Schwab and the globalists, and looks like Joe Biden, for example, working with the extremists here in America, are trying to get to de-energize us. Now, we're only 6 months away from the November election. It's almost certain that Senate and Congress will come back, and at the very least, they're probably impeached Biden and Harris. And we're going to become another major oil producer. But the thing is, the West has been using the leverage of the energy as a leverage toward moving us toward the New World Order. And then, of course, the collapse of the economy is all tied back to the coronavirus and the vaccines and all that stuff. So what I'm saying is here, the third letter of Fatima, and I'd like to get into this here for a second here, and place for a second, too. Do you have to say what? It's too low. The volume's too low. He can't hear it. Anyway, they talk about Ben Beck interviews John Henry Western about the Lady of Fatima in Russia. I want you. Why are you going to Russia and to Fatima? What are you going to find out about it? It says end of the priest says guy Gruner predicts that Francis is consecrating Russia, and this is apparently this Pope who happens to be from Venezuela. And he's, from what we can tell, he's actually a communist. Pope Francis, he's consecrated Russia in a ceremony last week. What do you think of what's going on? And he's also said he apparently is releasing information that this event of this consecration to Mary is one of the primary events of saving the human race now. That's his current thing that happened with Pope Francis last week, right?
Yes, last week I did see reference to that, and of course when I go there I'm going to be going for different reasons.
Basically it says, does our leader Fatima prophesize mass starvation if Russia isn't consecrated? In other words, the action of the Pope is actually putting out an olive leaf to say, Russia, if you cooperate, we won't force you into economic starvation. Because what Biden is doing in the West is trying to close down the economy of Russia. Right now, they actually did the opposite. They got $332 billion from the oil. But if the oil comes out from you mentioned this, the Guyana overproduction, and where oil comes back, because we take back power in 6 months, and we open up our oil fields in Alaska and so on, Russia is going to starve to death. And what we have is Russia on one side saying they want to maintain the human race and not go transhuman. And we have the transhumanists, which are in the United States, America, and in Europe, are moving toward a transhuman human race where there's no more females. There are people just created in laboratories. And people need to realize that the actual beast system, primarily the beast system, is not based in London, England, or in the Vatican. It's in the United States of America. Right? People don't get that. I'm the only one that says that on Earth. It has tentacles elsewhere, like to the Vatican and so on, and to the British and so on, and to the Royal Societies and the Jesuits and so on. But the primary beast system is being instituted by the United States and the world, isn't it?
And I do need to point out, by the way, that British Guiana is the only country where they speak English in South America. And of course, in British Guiana, it's right next to the Venezuelan oil fields, the Maracaibo Basin, all right?
Wait, which is another giant oil field, too, in South America, right?
Maracaibo oil basin is massive. And I didn't realize just how massive it was till I went to Panama and, of course, doing my medical issues. And when I was there in Panama, and most people don't realize this, but when we were laying ground for a hospital in the Boca del Toro Lagoon, we were excavating the ground. And what started oozing out to the ground where we were excavating? And this was Panama, right next door to Venezuela.
Right.
What came out of the ground, surprise of all things, was oil.
Right.
Sweet oil was oozing out of the ground.
Okay, well, you're in Venezuela, okay. Let me give a little detail here. The largest amount of uranium in the world is in Saskatchewan and Alberta, Canada, and the next amount is Venezuela. Venezuela is sitting on 7 times more oil than the entire Middle East. Venezuela, right?
Close, yes. Yeah, Venezuela, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so listen, we're going to continue the story. I wanted you to give more analysis, but I think I don't have all the analysis yet, but there's pieces of this puzzle that tells me that this Vatican thing that the Vatican did last week with the coming economic warfare with the use of leverage of oil and energy, that we're facing something, and people need to prepare. Get your nutraceuticals ready. Get yourself ready with personal protection. Get your nutrients ready to keep your health up while things are going to happen, because they're trying to collapse the economy. They're going to try to collapse the world system, and they want us to. There probably have other plagues coming, which I see on the horizon. Different plagues, which we have our first line defense kit. It'll stop it. So we'll get another great show tomorrow. We'll see.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Unquine at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.